This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Third hour of the show here. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype. Should you wish to Skype in, you may do that at Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up, Jay Noon encounters the EPA recently. You've got a story to tell, Jay.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get into that coming up here in moments. Whether you want to comment on the Philippines or barbecue crackdowns, these are some of the things we've talked about here tonight with the psychopath in chief over at the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, announcing he plans to throw his political opponents or what he calls corrupt officials from helicopters. In fact, claiming that he has actually thrown someone from a helicopter before.
And there are at least three barbecue places in the Philippines.
Oh, boy.
It's good to know.
You mentioned barbecue and Philippines, and I was like, I wonder if you can get barbecue in the Philippines. And Google tells me that there are three places.
I am not planning on visiting, so I'm sorry to those barbecue shacks.
Nor am I.
But I will not be coming by anytime soon. Let's go to Sarah. She's in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jay, and Daryl.
Yes, I just wanted to, you know, let you know that, you know, that our state, they prohibit speeding bans on so-called state highways. So
speeding vans mean, what you mean by that, not a van that is speeding, but you mean a van parked on the side of the road that is checking people's speeds and then issuing tickets to them by the through the mail?
Yes, those speeding vans, but they banned them because they said for some reason, but here's the funny thing is that if Rio Rancho, they get their speeding tickets on their city highway. They take half the money right away. They take it from Santa Fe. They take it from Las Cruces. What they need to do is put them on state highway and take all of the money. If they put them on state highway,
no,
they don't have to take
no.
Half
what
the
they
money.
Need
they
to do is
money.
Leave people alone. Speeding is a victimless crime.
Absolutely,
right, and well, one of the tenets of our justice system is that you have a right to face your accuser. And if your accuser is a robot sitting on the side of the road, you have no way of questioning said robot on the witness stand.
Is it a robot or is it a person that's actually shooting people with like, laser?
Some of them are actual robots.
It's a lot of times it's computers, which are essentially robots.
She just said it was a robot. Okay. Yeah, so again, here we are talking about a screwed-up justice system. This is essentially one of the reasons why a speeding van case against you should get thrown out if you motion to dismiss, because you can't call the robot to the stand to testify.
Right.
And usually they'll have a representative, because there was, I believe in Connecticut, a former girlfriend of mine, she had gotten one of these robo-tickets, and it was down in Connecticut, and we have a representative right here. He's representing a company, and she asked him, you know, did you see it happen? Did you observe my car? Did you observe me driving it? And they're like, well, no, we got this picture, and you really can't see who's driving it in a picture. It's
right.
You know, and she's like, well, you have any evidence it was me? And she got it dismissed on that.
Really?
But yeah, we worked pretty good on this, and we did some role playing and real, you know, got it real clear. So she was very confident when she went in there. Always role play before court.
For sure.
It's so powerful.
So, Sarah, the real question is, the real question is, can you get good barbecue in Albuquerque?
Well, I guess so, but I don't eat meat, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, she's a vegetarian.
Well, there's, fake barbecue made out of tofu.
No, come on.
But you say that it's a victimless crime? What do you think about getting rear-ended at 80 miles an hour from somebody that was speeding on the ice?
Okay,
on
see,
the side
that's a different thing. Getting into an accident and, you know, hitting somebody with your vehicle is different than just going 5 miles over the speed
limit. Right. Hitting somebody with your vehicle creates a victim. So yes. You've taken what is a victimless act, which would be speeding, and you've turned it into recklessly driving, so therefore you're hitting somebody. It's the hitting someone that is a problem, and it doesn't matter to me whether they were speeding or doing 5 miles below the speed limit. If you run into somebody, that's the problem.
Right. And there have actually been people that, you know, they go to school for this stuff that say that speed limits should be set at the 85th percentile of what people drive, but speed limits are generally set somewhere around the 50th percentile of how fast people would drive were there no speed limit. So the officials that are making the rules set the speed limit at a place to where they know people are going to speed.
For revenue collection.
Which is what Sarah wants, because she believes that the government does good things with that revenue.
Oh, she loves taking money from other people.
Well, she doesn't. Well, I guess she does get the money because she's a welfare recipient, too. So to some extent,
well, how come
the government...
you have a scholarship? That's taking somebody else's money. Just
that's true. Good, good point.
You're entitled to get free money.
You know what? The way I look at it, Sarah, is I've paid into the system, so it's just taking the money that I paid in back out. But regardless, I wasn't as much of a principled libertarian at that time in my life.
So would you take a scholarship today?
Pay the money back, still
I wouldn't go to school today.
Somebody else's money, you know? But how can you accuse of other people taking somebody else's money when you take other people's money for yourself? That's
no, okay. I paid into the system, Sarah. I was paying income taxes as a teenager when I was working at Kmart. So.
But were you buying lottery tickets? Because that's where the money for that scholarship that you got actually came from.
Well, money's fungible.
Lottery.
Money's fungible. So, you know, when they say they're going to take the money from the lotto and put it into schools, what they mean is they're going to put it into the general fund, and then they'll put some money into schools. They can do whatever it is they want with that money.
The speeding does lead to accidents. That's the whole point.
It certainly does make it more likely. It's true that if you are speeding and you're, let's say, following somebody from a certain distance behind the other car, you will have less time to react if something goes wrong in front of you. So it's definitely true that speeding can contribute to a more like, you know, a higher likelihood of an accident. But that's where the individual comes into play and judging based on the road conditions and the weather conditions and how many drivers there are nearby you, judging how you should go, you know, how fast you should go based on those factors means that you can still speed in relatively safe. I mean, you've never driven, have you, Sarah?
Oh, yes, I have. But you know what?
Oh, really?
We had 5, 6, 7, 8 car piled up with a snowstorm. Do you think people have better discretion that they could regulate themselves? This is like a
yes. I think people can regulate themselves, and they do it every single day because I see people when I'm on the roads constantly speeding, and you know what? They're not all flying off the highway and running into one another. Thanks for the call, Sarah. She made a good point though about the scholarship. I'll give her some credit for that.
Yeah.
And what I like is that you're man enough to say, yeah, I did take a scholarship, and what you've done since you've took that scholarship is you've evolved. You've understood the ideas of liberty a lot better, and you've so now you understand. Just, you know, you were young when you did it.
I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with a libertarian taking money out of the system. Personally, I would not want to go on welfare, but I don't necessarily think that a person is a bad libertarian because they do go ahead and accept some money from the system. Now, I agree with you, Jay, that there are strings that are going to be attached to that, and that's another reason why you probably shouldn't do it. But if you're willing to put up with that crap and, you know, you've paid money into the system, technically you're just pulling money back out that you've put in.
Well, there is libertarian philosophy that let's, you know, try to suck the system dry as much as we can, so
right.
it can break down sooner and, you know, make the system least effective as usual.
Right, or you can use that money against the system.
Correct.
Right.
Yep.
So that's one of the things that Rich Paul used to argue when we talked about this issue was, you know, take as much as you can out of the system because then at least it's going into the hands of somebody who's going to use it for maybe a purpose to try to defeat the system. Although somebody else would argue that, you know, you are violating your own internal principles by
perpetuating it.
And I have friends that they're libertarian-ish, I would say, libertarian-like. They do take money out of the system, and they do some kind of activism. I got one friend, he's disabled, he collects disability, he does actually quite a bit of activism. But every now and then he gets hung up on some things in his activism, and I'm like, hey, man, You are receiving the benefits from the state, therefore you are technically a ward of the state, and, well, in a roundabout way, they kind of have jurisdiction to do what you're doing, or do what they are doing to you, because you take these benefits.
So here's a question. I manage some properties for the Shire Free Church. One of the tenants needed to get a welfare payment in order to make some back payments on, they owed some rent, and I had to sign off on a form to, you know, say, yes, I'm the, you know, landlord or the property manager or whatever, so the money will be something that I end up handling, but technically I didn't sign up for the welfare. Is that unprincipled? It's Free Talk Live.
I don't think so.
Books, music, instruments,
periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us here. Our number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. You want to do a website for yourself or your business or create a blog coming up here in 2017? Well, you've got an opportunity to get 50% off, 50% off of the regular hosting prices over at HostGator. It's one of the top hosting companies out there, and they make it easy. So a lot of people are intimidated by the process of starting their own website. Well, HostGator gives you a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and an intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. You throw in a 99.99% uptime rating, and you'll find out why HostGator is one of the top companies available. You go to HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL, FTL like Free Talk Live, and that gets you that 50% off their regular prices, which you can lock in for a term as long as 3 years from what I saw when I was poking around over there. So you can lock this price in for a long time, which is awesome. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and get 50% off web hosting. HostGator.com/FTL. Jay, you said you had an encounter with the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency?
Yeah, so it would be the Massachusetts division of the EPA.
Okay.
Which is their, their state police. So
wait, it's actually part of the federal EPA at a Massachusetts level, or does Mass have their own?
Massachusetts version of.
So each state has, their own, FEMA and, their own EPA. Each state seems to have, their own, little state police division of some federal bureaucracy.
So they're probably getting federal grants and state money.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. But, the lady showed up, had a car, had, Massachusetts official plates on it. And
where were you? Working on a farm at
the
time?
So I've been helping out this horse rescue. It's called Blue Star. BlueStarEquiculture.com is their website there.
Okay.
So this would be the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah. So I went over there Christmas Day, and I had the day before filled up a diesel tank in the back of my truck, a 6-gallon tank of diesel fuel. And when I had pulled into the place, there's just kind of some snowbanks and stuff, and I pulled in there kind of a little abruptly. I mean, if I had a horse trailer on, I wouldn't have pulled in that fast, but it was just my truck, and I pulled in and hit a little bump and got out of my truck and went in the house, and it was Christmas night. And it was probably about 7 o'clock, and I went over there to see some of my friends. And I've been helping these guys out. They got a draft horse rescue, and people can go there and do stuff, and it's open to the public, and it's a really nice place. A nonprofit, and so I'm there for 3 hours hanging out with my friends, just talking about stuff and some Christmas visiting, and then I leave, and I
and it's nighttime.
It's nighttime, yeah.
Okay.
And the ground's all wet, it's frozen, and it was was thawed out during the day, and it was
right.
So I leave, and the next morning I get a phone call. Hey, where your truck was parked? There's a whole bunch of diesel fuel on the ground. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, my truck was parked right there. Okay, I went to Napa. I got a bunch of Speedy Dry. And as soon as they said diesel fuel was on the ground, I'm like, oh, I had a fuel tank back there. And I checked it, and the fuel tank was knocked over. And it was maybe, just a little bit in there.
Mm-hmm.
And what it did is when it fell over, it broke the plastic top off. And it's one of these, safety whatever tanks are a real pain in the butt. In fact, it was an old school tank. I don't think it would have been a problem.
Huh.
So anyways, I go there, we put Speedy Dry down, and we scrape it all up, and we worked on it all day. That's what I did all day Monday from 7:30 in the morning till probably it was a little before dark. And then we had these other guys, this product called Feedback, which is you put in your gardens. It's people in the garden want to Google that stuff, this organic feedback, and it has this enzyme in it, a protease enzyme, and it actually breaks down petrochemicals.
Hmm.
So we sprayed it all with that stuff. And yeah, everything's cool and whatever. I actually called my cousin, who is the one of the assistant fire chiefs on the local fire department right there in Bonsville. And I told him about it. I says, hey, he goes, well, how much was it? 6 gallons. He says, don't worry about it. So as we're doing this, we get a phone call from the EPA, and they're like, hey, we heard there was a fuel spill there. We're coming tomorrow to check it out.
And, how the hell did they hear that?
We don't really know how they heard that, but it's on kind of a busy road, and we're there with shovels and bags of Speedy Dry, doing the right thing, cleaning it up. So
right.
I'm like, so everybody's freaking out because everybody hears these EPA stories, and I'm like, hey, we cleaned it all up. And a friend of mine's got a repair shop, and he's got one of them disposal container things from Sin Environmental or Safety Cleaner, one of them things. So I probably had, I don't know, maybe like half a 55-gallon bucket full of Speedy Dry and, you know, wet dirt and stuff, and we cleaned it all up real good, and I brought it down to my buddy's shop. So yesterday morning, the EPA lady gets there, and, you know, I'm like, hey, this is what happened.
So it's all been cleaned up by that point.
Yeah, it's all been cleaned up. You can see a little bit of, like, little, like, rainbow, you know, how, like, mm-hmm. you know, fuel looks. And she's like, oh, well, where was the spill? So we show her right where the spill was and show her the can that it came out of. And she's like, well, you know, you need to make sure them cans are secure. I'm like, yeah, I realize that, you know. And she's like, okay, 6 gallons. And she's like, well, what'd you do with all the stuff? I told them where I brought it to and mm-hmm. my buddy's shop. And she's like, oh, okay. And she was like, cool. You guys did a good job. There's a lot of people just wouldn't care. They just leave it. And she started telling us kind of how, like, you know, she just, this happens, you know, mistakes or accidents. It's not really a big deal. And that her deal personally is more like, you know, these big corporations that have manufacturing and dumping, like, all kinds of nasty stuff mm-hmm. in the river and whatnot. And, but I was fairly impressed with this government, with this bureaucrat.
Did you feel like, you know, I've never encountered these people before, but generally you don't have to answer questions. I mean, did you feel like maybe in a lot of cases with the police, the more you talk, the more likely they're going to come after you for something?
So, in my thing, it was an honest mistake.
Yeah.
And
that hasn't prevented people from being brought up on charges stuff, right?
Absolutely. And I had no problem talking to her. I wasn't trying to hide anything.
Yeah.
I mean, if they want to bring charges against me, you know, I was totally prepared for that. And I don't know what they could have even done. But I just explained to her what happened. And then we cleaned it up. And she was really happy with it. And she just thought it was, you know.
Okay.
So it was a really good encounter, you know, and I didn't come
out
with
out.
But you know, I didn't like give her a hard time, and you know, so I was almost expecting what was going to show up was like the state police have these like F-550 crew cab trucks with these huge bodies in the back of them, you know, like mm-hmm. utility bodies to walk in, and the guys come out in a paper white suits, and you know, they're all like looking to go crazy and charge you $50,000, you know, for you know
for some cleanup, you
for
didn't
some
need.
Cleanup, yeah, and. Yeah, they were like fine, and then, but everybody said if it's under 10 gallons, it's like not even like considered like any kind of hazard or whatever.
I bet we could find somebody who didn't have as good of an experience with one of those people. So
probably.
I'm glad that it worked out for you.
And I wasn't gonna come at her at you know like a tough guy or anything. I just you know I just treat her like I treat everybody in general, and. The way she's looking at it, she's just doing her job, and her job is to protect the environment. And I don't, you know, why threaten them? Why give them a hard time? And feel I need to? She was all right, and yeah, it went fine.
Yeah, sometimes you got to play it by ear. But on the other hand, I'm real cautious when it comes to these bureaucrats who really ruin your day.
Yep.
I don't know what level of power this particular bureaucrat had. Maybe she couldn't really do much of anything, and that's why she didn't do much of anything. Or maybe she's really a good person who's trying to do the right thing and didn't want to actually do anything unnecessary. Unlike some bureaucrats who will wield every, you know, little bit of power every chance they get. You can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather-tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Your calls and thoughts, where you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You want to try out the best pillow you'll ever use? Nearly risk-free for 60 days, you can do that with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, you get one MyPillow at half price, or get two for the price of one. It's a great pillow. I've been using it for several months now. But if for some reason you don't agree, if you don't think this is the best pillow you've ever used, you can send it back to them, and they'll give you your purchase price back. So go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL. By the way, there's a 10-year warranty on the product as well. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Plus, unlike a regular pillow, you can actually wash and dry MyPillow. So go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Let's go to Catherine. I think it's Catherine. Is it Catherine in Kalispell, Montana?
It's Kathleen, dear.
Kathleen, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Kathleen. Don't worry. It's close.
Now, are you actually in Kalispell? How are you listening to KINX out of Great Falls?
Well, my phone comes up on a listing because I got my cell phone, my track phone, in Kalispell. So people have told me it comes up on their billing statements as Kalispell, but I do live north of Great Falls, so I just figured if you guys are checking out my phone and wondering why I said Great Falls. But, yeah, it is 102.7 that I listen to your show,
okay,
which
great.
I enjoy I listen all the time, and I learn an awful lot from you
guys.
Well,
thank you. Thank you for doing that. So you're actually near Great Falls, but for some reason the board operator put you down as Kalispell. You didn't tell him you lived in Kalispell, though, right?
Well, I told him the phone comes up at Kalispell, so I just said Kalispell.
Oh, okay. So that's why he was confused. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out how that signal went on the other side of the mountain.
Well, yeah, it's a mountain range between the two, I think, right?
Oh, well, yeah, I can see the Rocky Mountain front right out my back door here
okay.
with my deck.
Got it. So welcome to Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. What were you calling about tonight, Kathleen?
Well, it was my first time calling you, and I wanted to mention something. I went to visit the New York stock market one time in the month of September. A friend of mine worked there on the floor, and I happened to go this one day. I was in New York City from Pennsylvania, where I lived then, and he told me that day when I got, he said, this is a very good day to come, and I said, why is that? And he said, well, we're very slow with trading today. And I said, how come? And he says, because of Yom Kippur. I said, really? So I was kind of interested in that fact, you know, that the trading was very slow because of Yom Kippur, which is, of course, a Jewish holiday. Well, to get back to today with the speech that Carrie made for an hour about Israel and Netanyahu, I find him to be a very stubborn man, that Netanyahu, and I do not think that Obama catered to him at all. You could see the body language with those two when they were together on TV, and he usually had his back turned to Netanyahu, Obama, because what's been going on over there, I believe Netanyahu contributes to most or all of it, and there's never going to be any rest over there because of that. And I just find it very interesting. You know, what do you think? What are your thoughts on this with Israel all the time? I really don't think we even belong even over there doing anything for
that. I agree with. I agree that the United States government should not be taking sides in international conflicts anywhere in the world, Israel
yep.
included in that. But Daryl, what do you say?
So I was curious what John Kerry was talking about because I haven't heard the speech, didn't read anything about it, but apparently he, according to the Washington Post, gave a dreadfully long and condescending speech rationalizing the U.S. decision to abstain from a one-sided vote casting Israel as an international lawbreaker, claiming it will convince no one already in agreement with the Obama administration's quote-unquote Israel-bashing posture. I don't think you could consider it Israel bashing to say that a government has done some things that they shouldn't do.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's not any government that exists anywhere in the world that I agree with. So I guess you could say that I'm bashing every country in the world by saying that every government has done things that are wrong and violative of rights.
So are we supposed to believe that because they've said some things about Israel that somehow the U.S. government doesn't support them? Don't they give, according to Google here, $3 billion?
No. The bashing
exactly.
is because the United States did not vote against a U.N. resolution to say that Israel has done some stuff wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They did not vote against, meaning they
also didn't vote in favor. They just didn't vote.
I see.
And so that is Israel bashing.
So by not completely, okay, it's just ridiculous.
Yes.
They're still giving them billions
of
dollars.
There are some people that will say, whenever you don't bend over backwards to say, Israel's the greatest country in the world
that's
after
bashing.
The United States, that's bashing
Israel. No, that's not true. And I really believe, when I went to the stock market and found out that day from my friend who worked on the floor and said that the trading was very slow, and I asked why, he said because of Yom Kippur. It wasn't hard for me to figure out what he meant. And I'm thinking is that I don't think that Obama ever really kissed, Netanyahu, there to help him out too much, and other presidents have done that. Maybe because of the stock market, because of the trading being done. by those.
Jay, do you want to weigh in on this Israel thing?
Well, the thing I don't like about the Israel-United States relation is that literally $3 billion a year is being forcibly taken from poor people in the United States, and it is given to rich people in Israel. And Ron Paul talked about that real lot.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. A lot of the so-called aid that goes to these other countries, people might be able to rationalize it by saying, well, it helps people. No, it doesn't. It goes to the government bureaucrats who then reward their friends and punish their enemies.
Well, those are people. They're being helped.
It's not helping poor people. It's not helping needy.
Yeah, but they live a lot better.
Yeah, it's not helping hungry people. It's buying BMWs for these bureaucrats.
Right, and you know, it's the same people will say the welfare system helps the poor. No, the welfare system, it's welfare all right. It's wealth redistribution to middle class bureaucrats that wind up getting somewhere around 75% of the money that's intended for the poor people.
Kathleen, thanks for calling, sharing your thoughts with us here tonight. Feel free anytime. We're always here. We're here 7 nights a week. Our toll-free number you can join us is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's all kinds of stuff in the news here and more from the international scene. We can talk about Venezuela as well, where according to a story over at the Washington Post, women's response to the country's economic crisis gets sterilized. So you've got a situation where people are standing in line for 8 hours on a good day to get access to the most basic of food items. It probably feels pretty irresponsible to get pregnant and have a child in a situation where you're basically unable to feed yourself to, 3 meals a day,
right,
or 2, where you're eating the most, you know, scraping by to even find food. It seems like a sensible thing to do to go ahead and make it so you can't have babies. And so a lot of women are choosing that in Venezuela right now.
Wow.
Yeah. So according to the story at the Post, it's an increasingly grueling and expensive task. So somehow they're managing to afford this. And that's, of course, the tricky part, right? I mean, inflation's spiraling out of control in this country. It's hard to even find food and medicine. Women as young as 27 are seeking out surgeons to avoid unwanted pregnancies. A study by PlaFam, the biggest family planning clinic in the country, estimates that about 23% more Venezuelan women are being sterilized today as compared to 4 years ago. The financial crisis is one of the main causes for this, they say. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, whether you want to share your thoughts on Israel or welfare or sterilization, cannabis, barbecue that's illegal, we've talked about a lot here. The remaining moments of this episode of Free Talk Live are coming up, and you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. You can dial toll-free and join us on the radio waves. Our number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. If you like what we do on Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can do it for $5 per month or Bitcoin. If for some reason you want to spend your Bitcoin right now, and I wouldn't blame you if you wanted to hold on to it. It is on a wild ride at the moment. As we speak, it is on the Bitfinex exchange at about $978 per Bitcoin. There's a darn good chance it's going to eclipse $1,000 before the end of this year.
That's awesome.
Darn good chance. People Woo-hoo. Are buying it like crazy. I mean, technically, you know, Bitcoin's worth whatever people will pay for it. And right now, people are paying at the Bitcoin vending machines in New Hampshire more than $1,000 per Bitcoin. So it's exciting to see this happen. Still not the peak. The peak price for Bitcoin was about 3 or so years ago, where it hit 1175, I think, or somewhere around that range.
Right around 1200.
Yeah, close to $1,200. So we're within striking distance, I would say, of that. I mean, all you know, the scheme of things, we're only $200 away at this point from that price point. So Bitcoin has risen from around $600 in just a few months ago. Are we hitting, you know, going to hit to another peak, and then is it going to drop down again? Maybe. I mean, that tends to be kind of how things go, but it's Bitcoin. We don't know what the future holds for this currency. Maybe the next peak is going to be 5,000, and then it drops down to 1,000 from that
right,
point.
Right, because I remember back in 2012 when it hit 30 and then dropped back down to $10.
Like $2, or yeah, 10.
And then it started going back up. And I was like, I'll buy it when it gets back to 10. And wound up going back. And that's when it went up to like a couple hundred.
And then came back down
came back down to something and then went back up and went all crazy.
And then it hit 1,000 something or 1,100 or whatever, 1,200. And then it came down slowly and went back down to like 200.
Right.
And it's never gone that low since that time.
Right.
So a lot of people are saying that they're kicking themselves right now for not buying at 700 because now it's getting closer to 1,000.
I'm kicking myself for selling when it was 5.
Yeah, well, I mean, hindsight's always 20/20. You never know what's going to happen tomorrow. It could crash to zero, but it's pretty unlikely that that's right. going to happen. And the reason why that's unlikely is because Bitcoin does what it says it's going to do. It really does allow people to transfer money pretty much instantaneously around the world with, you know, virtually no cost. And that's one of the reasons. And it's unhackable. The, you know, if the hackers could hack it, they would have by now. If the governments could stop it, they would have by now. The government can't stop it. So that's the reason why is also people keep accepting it. New businesses are coming on board, you know, every day probably to accept Bitcoin. The more people accept it, the more businesses accept it, the more useful it becomes, the less likely it will ever be zero at any point.
To me, the drive is really strong for Bitcoin. I use Purse for pretty much all my Amazon stuff.
Saveitpurse.com.
Just because I don't have a bank account or credit card or any of that stuff. And I don't really even like using my Bitcoin, but every time I do use Bitcoin, I go buy it right again.
Right.
Actually, I just been buying it before I even put it in my Purse wallet, the Bitcoin. So I ended up getting 27% off of a $425 item.
When was this?
Last week.
Wow, you can still get that kind of discount on Purse?
I did. And wow. It was only on there. I had it at 33%, and I changed the shipping address to New Hampshire to save the property, save the sales tax,
but right.
have it shipped to my brothers in Massachusetts. So that saved me like $25 or whatever. And I don't know why, but I changed it to 27. I was going to leave it at 33 because I usually do, but maybe I moved the slide when I modified the order. And the next day, somebody bought it at 27.
Wow.
And my friend in Colorado, who's got a handful of Bitcoin vending machines, he's at 8% over what he sells his Bitcoin yep. for. And he's told me that he's actually had to like hire someone to go take the money out of some Bitcoin vending machines that are a little further than he wants to travel a couple of times a week. Because before
they're filling up.
Because they're filling up. And people can't buy Bitcoin anymore because they can't jam any more money in them.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here to Cody, listening in Fort Worth, Texas, to freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Cody.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
a couple of nights ago, you guys were discussing terrorism and whether it was real versus, you know, manufactured by the FBI. And Trevor Aronson wrote the book on that. It's called The Terror Factory. And, of course, I know most people aren't going to read the book, but Scott Horton has done several interviews with him. And he's, you know, really top notch. You should check him out. But
excellent.
The main point I was going to, you were talking about the Times Square bomber. And what people don't realize is his name was Faisal Shahzad. He was a Pakistani American, but he was living the American dream. He had big house, nice cars, college educated, worked for a big financial institution. But he went home to Pakistan to visit family and saw the after effects of our drone campaign.
Mm.
And that's what radicalized him. To then try to build a bomb and, you know, blow up Times Square. Luckily, he failed at it. But
oh, you're talking about the guy with the fertilizer bomb in the truck.
I just remember it was smoking. It didn't go off, and I think somebody just happened to walk by and see it.
Yeah, something like that.
But he wasn't some crazy goat-herding, scripture-quoting, you know, Islam radical. He was an educated person who directly experienced our foreign policy and saw its effects on his, you know, homeland, and that's what flipped the switch for him. And that doesn't make it okay.
Nope, but it's understandable. Right.
Yes. And so, and as somebody, I used to be in the Marine Corps, and I used to think that way, that, you know, we just need to kill everybody over there and let God sort them out. But, you know, I've seen the error of my ways, you know, thank you.
What changed that for you?
Well, I ran into a Ron Paul video, and then from there, I, you know, just got all up into the Liberty movement, I guess you could say, started.
God bless Ron Paul.
And, yeah. Ron Paul is where I started, and then, you know, it's down the rabbit hole I've gone. So
wow.
You can't go back. Once you find it, you can never go back, I don't think. So
you'd be surprised. I mean, I tend to agree with you, but there are a few people who have been relatively well-read libertarians who have absolutely rejected, after having embraced it, have rejected the principles
They've
of liberty.
Jumped on the Trump train.
Not just, I wasn't even thinking about that, but yeah, there are those. I was thinking about people who've gone back or gone to the left as well. So there was a guy, Will May, who used to be a blogger at freekeen.com, who decided one day that, I'm sure it wasn't just one day, but he'd been thinking about it for a while, and he decided that some people just needed to be forced to do what he thought was right, and so he rejected the ideas of liberty at that point. There's another guy who lived across the street in the capitalist house, right across the street from the LRN studios, Marcel, who was...
Started dating a Bernie supporter and realized that he loved communism, too.
That's right. So he was a well-read libertarian. Like, he's, you know, had books on the topic.
Right, and then, when I say that he decided that he liked communism, I'm not saying he became an anarcho-communist.
No, he's a commie.
He became a full-fledged, we need to, you know, force people to pay into the system and government runs the means of production.
He dresses like a commie now. He's got, like, that commie cap, and he's wearing, like, Karl Marx shirts. I see him downtown all the time. He's still here in town.
That's disappointing because I really like I like him.
He was a nice guy. I mean, I haven't had a chance to actually talk with him since he did that. I've only like waved at him in the streets in downtown Keene. So if you run into him, maybe you can have a conversation. I mean, maybe he's not the kind of, you know, maybe he is an anarcho-communist. Have you had a conversation with him? I don't know.
I have not.
Okay. So you've come to that conclusion
based on what I've heard from other people.
All right, so it's hearsay.
It is, okay. But I never really talked to the guy to know if he was an actual libertarian beforehand.
I think he was. I mean, I thought he was. I talked to him enough to where, like, he seemed to be pretty liberty-oriented.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time with him at Porkfest and Liberty Forum over years. I really liked him. I mean, he was at our campsite a lot. We talked about, exchanged a lot of great ideas.
As soon as he got a socialist boyfriend, he completely changed.
Well, that'll happen. Love will change you.
Cody, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, love what you guys do. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate the call tonight. And, of course, you know, the best thing that we can do, because for the most part, I think when people find the ideas of liberty, they do embrace them, and it does change them for good, and they don't go back to statist ways. We need to get people who believe in liberty to New Hampshire. They've got to get here where there is the best, largest concentration of liberty-minded people here, as compared to anywhere else in the world. And so the more people we can get here, the better off we're going to be. The reason why I've seen these things happen to people is because we've had enough people move here to where you can see the offshoots, the weird, unusual characters who will change, you know, their beliefs. If you're just in the same group of 10 libertarians where you are, where like I was down in Florida, it's very unlikely that if you only encounter 10 libertarians, one of them's going to flip back to being a conservative or a liberal. Whereas if you've seen hundreds of them over the years, then, you know, maybe one or two might actually flip back.
So. I've literally offered a few people who have taught out in Colorado, I got to know, who have talked about coming to New Hampshire. I'm going back out there, you know, this winter for a few weeks, and I've offered, hey, if you want to move back, I got a truck. It's going to be heading back
bring
there.
Back.
And I'll bring you back. So one guy's, he's interested.
All right. Well, if you want to learn more about it, go check out the 101 Reasons That Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great hour-long documentary that lays it out why this is already the freest place, and so therefore it's the best position to be even more free. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com, and we'll see you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.